Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Project Independence in You. I hope you enjoyed old-time radio. So we are now at the final two segments of the show, Talk of the Town. So we're here with Otto Loos. Otto?
Hello.
Still here. Otto's still here. And
yes.
Now we will be talking with Christina Liu, who is the wonderful, fabulous radio show producer of Project Independence in You. And Christina also had a birthday a few days ago.
And I did.
Usually we have quite a bash here, but, you know, it's a possibility that there might be something coming her way. I don't want her to think there is, but it's possible, just possible. But what a show we had today.
That was really good.
That was
a lot of power in that room.
A lot of power, a lot of story, a lot of history.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's also not only history, it's what's going on today, and you know, and a lot of good points were brought up. I like that, you know, the supervisor even, you know, really talked about how it's still existing in her town, mm-hmm. in North Hempstead, and that it's still, you know, that there's still we haven't, you know, we've come a long way but not far enough. And this film was really really just getting it out there again, getting this topic back in conversation, and hopefully it'll do that, and the kids will get to see it and know that, you know, this is their community and this is still going on. And
do you watch the show with what's his name, Gates, the Ancestry? They do family trees and they go with people who are famous.
Periodically, I've seen
okay.
it, yeah.
They did one the other day, and now I don't remember the person's name, but it was a man who's an artist who happens to be black, and he found out, and he's very prominent in his field, and he found out that his family actually were slaves. And he made a statement, which I wrote down because I thought it was so good, and that is, he said, he's now standing on the shoulders of the people who did the hard work.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
you know, there so, were people yeah, in this room, there were people in this room who've done the hard work earlier.
Right.
And I think the people who, includes me even, standing on the shoulders of the people who did the hard work before us, we have to become the shoulders mm-hmm. for the future people. Whatever the topic might be, you know, like I'm big on we've had what's her name,
Antonia Petrich,
yeah,
with the voting that always registers to me about the mm-hmm. fact that it'll only be 100 years coming up next
yeah,
year
right.
that women were allowed to vote in this country. So a lot of people did the hard work,
right?
And you two are good examples of people standing on the shoulders of the people who did
absolutely,
the hard work.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know?
And people shouldn't forget who
no.
did right. the hard work.
That's the problem. You know, sometimes even like with the women's
you take
lib
it for granted.
Movement,
yeah.
It was you know
which
the
is
60s
normal.
And the yeah. 70s. They did a lot of work with the women's lib movement too, and today not so much.
Yeah.
There's not as much. But one of the things that I was kind of thinking about. When we just did the last few segments was, you know, the civil rights movement, of course, and, you know, how the, you know, what's going on and that it's still existing and we really need to partner and do all the things that we need to do. But then I think about, you know, also the Holocaust and, you know, we have very few survivors left. And, you know, what's scary is when, you know, we are getting to the mm-hmm. point where there's probably close to not many being around. When that happens, you know.
You know what it is, and I think that that's a point, you know, that we always think about, and that's why it's so important for, you know, stories like this and documentaries like this, you know, and the fact that he archived each individual interview.
Yeah.
You know, to really have that, because we were thinking, too, like here when we did our Veterans Oral History Project where we archive, you know, like the oral histories of so many World War II vets, because that's really how it started. You know, because we said, you know, we really want to get these stories because, you know, if you don't have them, then, like, you lose it, you know. And it's so important, as we said, to remember history, you know, and to really, like, and appreciate how your life is where it is because of these histories. You know?
Unfortunately, that doesn't happen as much as it should.
Yeah.
You may hear about it, but how many wars have we had? Did we learn from these
right.
previous
right. No,
wars?
Sure. Right.
You know? Somehow, maybe not. I hope we do one of these days.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Well, I mean, war been going on forever. World War II veterans, just like Holocaust survivors, are going down.
Yeah. Right.
Even Korea and Vietnam and whatnot, those people are getting older, the veterans of those wars.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, just back to the previous segment, it was just such a pleasure to really listen to it, too, because, you know, North Hempstead, I have to say, really prides itself in a collaboration, you know, and to really pull all the necessary, in everything that North Hempstead does, mm-hmm. you know, all the different departments, you know, when we do something, it's all about kind of piecing all the puzzle and coming out with, you know, a great product, you know, really. And it was just to show, you know, just how Councilwoman Seaman, I mean, it always blows me away. You know, all three of us actually had the pleasure of interviewing her.
Remember we did
for the
that
Pioneer.
It was such a great
I mean, it was really a great day, the three of us, when we did that. And, you know, just to hear, I mean, her history alone within, I mean, 75 years within this whole world just blows your mind. You know, and it's just amazing to see, you know, how everything she was involved in, how it tied into the civil rights movement, you know, and it was just a really amazing. And then, of course, Bernice, who we already have told her she's coming back on this show.
Right.
And just, you know, off air we were talking to her. I mean, she has so much to say and just how it went. It's just, it was so incredible. It really was.
And I found it interesting, too, you know, with Viviana, Councilwoman Russell, mm-hmm. you know, her story, though it was, you know, she's definitely much younger, but how it like sounded a lot like Bernice, in a different way, you know.
No, it was so funny. I was thinking that, too, and that's what was so interesting, too, to have all different ages in this kind of group. You know, you have Alan, who's, you know, who really pieced this all together so wonderfully. We were laughing because we said, listen, when we put someone on the radio, we're like, you're signed up for life. Like, I will come back. I will find you. You'll be back.
You know, I wish when I was younger, I would have had the kind of insight you have. And here's what I mean by that. When I was younger, there were people around who were in the Civil War.
Yeah.
If you think about it.
Right.
All right. Yet I really didn't think about it.
Of course.
Or talk to them about it.
Life just goes on. You know, it's a hard thing to really reflect and try and to be like, oh, I should really get their stories.
Yeah.
I mean, there was one man in particular. His name was Murphy, the last name, obviously. And he had a house with no electricity on Jamaica Avenue between 75th Street and 76th Street, for anybody here who knows that area. And that house was an old rundown house. And I did talk to him a few times. And he used to be a blacksmith back when Jamaica Avenue was like almost like a dirt road. And he was probably, you know, he was probably 50, but I thought he was like 90, you know, back then. And I was just a kid. But he used to chase the kids because we played ball. He had a big piece of property in that neighborhood. Yeah. That was unusual. And then for whatever reason, I started to talk to him a little bit. And I look back and I'm glad.
Because your friends probably nominated Otto to be the one to, you know, win him over.
Maybe. Well, I think what happened was he caught me looking in the window. That's what happened. And, you know, somehow we started a talk.
Yeah.
And it was very interesting. And I look back on it. And I'm really sorry I didn't really interview him.
Right.
You know,
I guess that
was one of my first interviews.
You were destined for Project Independence in your radio.
But that's a good story to tell. Yeah. I mean, that's a really good thing that younger people should realize that, you know, when they're older, you know, they had an opportunity to talk to somebody who had such a connection
to
the past.
No, because you just do, you know, because I did it with my grandfather, you know, and that was something that I was so hyper aware of. I was like, oh, like, you know, I'd want to hear, I mean, and listen, he would tell you this story 10,000 times to make sure he really drilled it in home, you know, to you.
What?
But it was just, you know, and there were so many stories and, you know, his career with being in photography and all this. I mean, it was such an interesting life, and that always, you know, I think from a little girl, that's probably why it always kind of stuck with me on my path, how important it is to, I mean, because if anyone knows me, I'm like the record keeper of the world. I mean, by the amount of pictures I take, it's like, you know, and things I save, because it's so important for me to preserve, because I still have with my friends. I was like, when you guys are old and gray and like try to remember something, who are you going to come to, you know?
Right.
Who's
going to
pull out the invitation from your child's first birthday?
One of my memories, I believe I showed you pictures of myself with Jackie Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
And I was probably about 12 or 13 years old in that range. And I actually sat next to him for an entire dinner at a church. But I was I was a huge Brooklyn Dodger fan, big baseball fan. And I probably really said three words to him during the whole dinner. And I look back on it now, he would have been in trouble if he sat next to me. We'd have had an entirely different conversation. You know?
Yeah,
because it would have been great to really have an honest conversation with a man like him.
Wow.
What
that's
he went through.
Really important.
Talk about discrimination.
Yeah.
You know? He paid the price for, he's the one that all the ball players now making millions of dollars owe debt to him.
Yeah.
You know?
No, and I think that's the message, really, is the importance of, you know, because, listen, everyone's been guilty of, you know, life goes on, things go crazy. It's easy to not really sit there reflecting all day long on, you know, the past. But it's an important message is really to be thankful for how things are and the course of history and to really appreciate, you know, how these things shaped it and continue to shape. I mean, the fact that North Hempstead's doing these, you know, made this documentary to really, and now is sending it to different towns. I mean, Alan was talking about the hopes that they have to give it to the libraries and really just to get the word out, I think, is really wonderful. So.
You know, it's to me seems so simple. If you can try to relate to where people came from,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you were born, and I've said this before, nobody asks you what you want to be like. What are you going to look like? What color are you going to be? Are you going to be born in a mansion?
I'm pretty sure Christina was.
She had a checklist.
I'm sure she just came out with but, some pictures. This is what I'm going to do.
Yeah, right. But, you know, nobody asks you. So the point I'm getting at is don't be so arrogant about how fortunate you might have been. Try to look at the fact that somebody else maybe wasn't quite as fortunate.
Yeah.
Are we out of time?
We're through the first 15 minutes.
But I just also need to give a really special shout out to Miss Rebecca Miller because I called her at 9 o'clock this morning, I must say, because unfortunately John was ill and couldn't make it. And she, without hesitation, came on over. So I have to give you a thanks. And you did a fabulous job.
Thank you. I agree.
But also a special call out to John, hoping he feels better.
Right. He's got some nerve, John Ryan, getting sick in my birthday month. I'm going to have to tell him that.
Yeah, really, John. We got to work on that. All right. Well, we will be back in a minute or two with Project Independence and you.